5 minutes after the hour of 10, here at WWOZ FM New Orleans. My name is Esquisito, and this is The Journey Toward Midnight. Tonight, a journey of healing.
Yeah.
are pilgrims on this journey. And while we may not be aware of it, we are moving towards the source of life. Please stay tuned. WWOZ FM, New Orleans. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are all brothers and sisters. We are all brothers and sisters.
Everyone's home. is long. I said it's long. Hey, it's a long, hard road from which there is no while we're on our way to there. Why not share
WWOZ FM New Orleans. Planet Earth.
Crying, hear the lambs are crying.
Hear the
damsel crying.
Oh, well,
You have come here for a reason. The journey toward midnight. A pilgrimage of healing on this day, Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. My name is Esquisito, and this is your community radio for the globe. Open up your doors, open up your windows. Let your neighbors hear what you're listening to.
This is your WWOZ Community Notebook. The Odyssey Hospice is holding a new volunteer meeting for people who are willing to give time to the terminally ill on Saturday, September 29th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Odyssey Healthcare in Metairie. Information is available at 830-7623. Philip Manuel will perform at the third annual New Orleans Safe Neighborhood Action Plan on Friday, September 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Kim Ann Reception Hall in New Orleans East. Information is at 254-0345. You can help the American Lung Association of Louisiana blow the whistle on asthma with a walk around Lafreniere Park on Saturday, September 29th. More information is available at 828-LUNG. This has been your WWOZ Community Notebook.
Oh, my name, it means nothing. And my age, it means less. For the country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up to the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. All the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charge and the Indians fell. The cavalry's charge and the Indians died. Oh, the country was young then, with God on its side. The Spanish American war had its day, and the Civil War to us was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize. With guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, it came and it went, and the reason for fighting I never did care. But I learned to accept it, accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. In the 1960s came the Vietnam War. Can someone tell me what we were fighting for? So many young men died, so many mothers cried. Now I ask the question, was God on our side? I learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. And to hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely, with God on my side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. Oh, now, as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head, they fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war. Jesus loves me, as I know. Thank you.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost again. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, big stars, little stars, out here in the stars. And we're